Believe, belong, become. That's the vision statement for the Brisbane Olympic and Paralympic Games. Officially unveiled overnight, it'll guide every decision the committee makes in the lead up to the Games. Brisbane 2032 CEO Cindy Hook says it's hoped to inspire more of us to get involved in sport, inspiring the next generation of athletes.
As we commit to get more active in sport, use the Games to inspire more people to get moving and get involved.
Police have launched an appeal to help find a young woman reported missing from Sunrise Beach. Kiana Baker was last seen at a Boxall Rise address around 3 a.m. on November 30 and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Family have serious concerns for the 20-year-old's welfare due to an ongoing medical condition. She's believed to be travelling in a silver Toyota Corolla with Queensland registration 595YRQ. Three Sunshine Coast men have been fined more than $5,000 for lighting an illegal campfire that caused a larger bushfire within the Great Sandy National Park in October. The fire burned through about 7 hectares. Campers were evacuated, while waterbombing aircraft and helicopters were also used to contain it. Following an investigation, the three local men were fined for unlawfully lighting the fire, leaving the fire unattended, and using plants from a recreation area to light the fire. Preliminary work has begun on a major upgrade of Kings Beach Surf Lifesaving Building. The site is set to be demolished to make way for a new facility to house lifeguards and nippers. Council is currently tendering the project for construction and expects to appoint a principal contractor early next year. And some Aussie teens are waking up without Facebook and Instagram this morning. Meta has started locking under 16s out of the apps less than a week out from Australia's social media ban. The tech giants also blocking new accounts for underage users.